We have also had a question from Tim Shaw, who asks, why, when we sneeze, does it come in twos and threes? I think it's just that the conditions that created the sneeze don't go away, so you sneeze again. I'm not sure, though. If anyone else has any ideas, please get in touch.
I'm just trying to think whether... there was someone I know who used to have some congenital problem that used to make him sneeze excessively. I think that there can be a sort of miswiring effect in the nervous system, and also certain brain diseases, maybe even brain tumours, can cause compulsive and repetitive sneezing.
And we know that we have the photic sneeze response as well, so perhaps there's something going on there whereby if you're exposed to bright light, you'll sneeze, but then you're still exposed to bright light, so there's no reason why you wouldn't sneeze again.
Possibly. That's also genetic. And we know that about one person in five has that. This is when you're in the dark room, you go out into the bright light of the street and suddenly, wow, you feel this sneezing fit come on. No one actually knows exactly why it happens, though. If you have an answer, let us know. And if you know how air gets into an egg, which is next week's question of the week, do let us know. But I'm afraid we really have run out of time now, so we're going to have to stop. Thank you very much to our wonderful production team, Mira Cynthalingam, Laura Soll, Dave Ansell and Diana O'Carroll. Next week, we have a very eye-opening Naked Scientist for you, including finding out how deep-sea creatures can actually see, despite the fact that there is very little natural light down where they hang out. The answer is actually intriguing. They make their own light, but at a wavelength that other creatures can't themselves see. And the result is an invisible underwater searchlight, very useful for hunting and spotting who might be about to eat you. We'll find out how it works on next week's Naked Scientists. If you've got any questions for us about that, send them in. Chris@thenakedscientist.com. In the meantime, have a great week and see you next time. Goodbye.
The Naked Scientist podcast comes to you from Cambridge University and is supported by the Wellcome Trust, the EPSRC and UK FAST. For more information, look us up online at nakedscientist.com.